Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon.
Thank David, you what did we just do?
We just played Achy Breaky Heart.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with that? That's Achy Breaky Heart. That was before everybody decided the mullet wasn't cool. That was like with, that just reminds me of Joe Dirt. Anyway, I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Weather? We should do the weather, right?
Okay. Let's do a check.
Watch this. I'm doing it in a reflection.
Do it with your eyes closed.
No, I can do that too. But I'm doing it in a reflection against the glass. Ready? In the reflection, it looks like a tinted green. Slight green.
It's raining slime.
Okay, let me look now. Oh no, it looks nice out. All right, and then traffic. Hold on. I'm gonna try and figure this out. Hold on. I'm feeling for traffic right now. Not so bad.
How many blue cars on the road, Dave?
Hold on. Wow, I can't even tell if that's a car. Okay, one. There's one blue car.
Your blue traffic commute today is light.
Yeah, it's light. If you got a blue car, you're by yourself. So many things to cover. First of all, if you want to reach the show, and who doesn't? Just send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I'm not talking about you, Robo Producer. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Very good. Oh, come on, that was a good one. All right, so got a couple stories we definitely want to cover, and I just want my Robo Producer to be ready, because some of these could make you feel like it's...
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to see. Paul Krugman, Freddy Krueger's brother. Isn't Freddy Krueger the guy from...
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is? Okay, this is Paul Krugman, apparently his brother or cousin. He's a New York Times columnist who has said... Oh, now watch this. This is legendary. All the recent news on health costs has been good.
Dum, 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 dum.
So here's what I'm thinking about that one, because I don't want to call him a Neanderthal like Joe Biden called all the Republicans today. I don't want to do that, but it could be
dum, 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 dum.
To think that every piece of news that's come in regards to the healthcare costs have been good since everybody's costs are going up, unless you feel like costs going up is a good thing, and then you might be.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm not sure yet. So then, right on the heels of that, so I don't want to go too far away. Don't go anywhere for me. The NFL commissioner on the Redskins situation. Did you hear about this?
It's football. No.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is one of those important ones. You got to know because it could happen to the Dodgers next.
So now I'm paying attention.
Now you have to listen. If one person, an NFL commissioner on the Redskins, Roger Goodell, said if one person is offended by anything that takes place in the league, we have to listen. Okay? We have to listen. So I want to make sure that Roger Goodell hears this, what I'm about to say, even though it could be...
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm offended that this one person is offended. And I think it should be heard. I think somebody should pay attention. Somehow, the Washington Redskin name is offensive to one person. Therefore, because one person is offended, they have to take a look at the policy. That's exactly what he said. And right off of Breitbart. And here's what I'd like to say about that. That is...
Dum, 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 dum.
I got nothing for that. I mean, how ridiculous is it that one person can alter the course for... 350,000 fans.
Dum dum.
Yes?
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum?
You do dum dum. You give me gum gum.
How does one person alter a course for 350,000 people? I mean, is that the most absurd thing? That's offensive to me. Hey, here's an idea. Shut your television off. Shut your radio off. Don't listen. Don't watch it. The name is offensive to me. Oh, my goodness.
Don't turn on your TV.
Don't do anything. I mean, how could you not? Are you going to tell me you're going to walk through this life and there's something that's not going to offend you? Like in football. You know what's really offensive? That they're becoming more wussified. That's terrible. That's terrible. I don't like it. I don't like what they're... Now, I don't like the head hits, and I didn't like that hit last night. Did you watch the Jets? You didn't watch it. You don't watch football, do you?
No.
Now, listen, if they get upset with sports teams, dude, they're going to start going after Dodgers. You can't call him a Dodger. That's insulting all the people that were dodging.
All the people that were dodging trolleys, you're insulting them?
Well, no, that's
why they're called the Dodgers.
Is it because of the trolleys?
Trolley Dodgers.
Well, what if one of them is offended and then charges the Major League Baseball with being offensive?
It's insulting the trolleys everywhere.
What if they think that they're offending the Dodgers of the trolleys?
Dum, 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 dum.
I think I'd be much more concerned if I'm Roger Goodell and I recognize that the Detroit Lions and the Lions ate the Christians. I'd be much more concerned about that. Wouldn't you be like, really? Isn't that like 10 times more? You know, that's the only time the Lions really win. I'm just saying, it's like, does that make any sense? Although I can't figure out how they would take the Red Wing name away because it's a shoe. I'm not sure where they're going with that one. Okay, well, it's not actually named after a shoe. But that's not my point. My point is, why does one person get to dictate for the country? How does that happen? I mean, that one person, it's offensive. Well, go away. Why don't you move to another state? Then you can go, why don't you go to Denver, and then you can sit there and defend all the horses?
I recommend the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico.
Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Hey, that's funny. I got a place for you to go. It's in Alaska, but you got to get there by hiking, by boat, and by plane. I promise if you go there, no sports will offend you. Unless you're offended by snow, then you could be in trouble. That could be a problem right there. Or the caribou. That could be another problem for you. What if you're offended by caribou? I don't know.
Dum-dum.
Yes?
You give me gum-gum.
I give you gum-gum?
You do dum-dum, you give me gum-gum.
It makes absolute sense to me. So, my goodness. Here's what we're going to do. I got a DDD that I do want to share, plus I got these other stories. I got a story on the end times. That's kind of cool. And then DDDs and some other stuff like that. And we're just having fun today, Friday, trying to lift you up, recognize, hey, sometimes in the faith, you got to laugh a little, you got to cry a little. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
150 bands, 20 stages, 2 days, and one ticket. It's the 6th annual San Diego Music Thing. This Friday and Saturday, September 13th and 14th. See Unwritten Law, Ra Ra Riot, Titus Andronicus, and many more. Get tickets now at sandiegomusicthing.com.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14 helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I don't need no rocking chair. Did you ever toll on your Medicare? Well, I still got neon in my vein. This gray hair don't mean a thing.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Can you believe an hour and 15 minutes has already passed? Now, you missed the first half hour, so it's not quite the same, but for me, it's like zoom, zoom, zoom. That's me zooming. Zoom, zoom. Thank you very much. Zoom. Okay. I got a DDD, a couple of DDDs that came across that I want to do. Not even came across them, and I was reading this morning and wrote them out. Excuse me, I had to cough while I was on the air. It's not a very pleasant sound for the radio listener, but it is something necessary for humans every once in a while. So anyway, I came across these DDDs as I was reading my New American Standard Bible, the version New American Standard, NASB. And then I noticed that the famous Brian K. Smith had called in, and he left me a message, and apparently he lost his mind. So I was kind of worried about
David,
that.
What did I just see?
You saw Brian Smith jumping up and down past my window as though he actually got a new client.
I'm hoping for our sake he did.
Yeah, well, or for his sake anyway. Anyway, let's get back to the process. There's a couple of you want me to do the sayings. Oh, I got to do. I have a DDD and I have this profound saying material.
I'm all about being profound. I'm profound most of the day, except for when I turn my brain off, which is most of the time. Let's be profound.
Okay. Well, you realize that you usually turn your brain off right about 2:01. I'm just
no, Dave. 1:59:45.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's a good one. Okay, a good one. This will be fast, and then maybe, I don't know, what do we got, like 6 minutes?
You, sir, because you're a scholar and a gentleman, I'm going to give you 7 minutes.
Okay, so we'll do this thing, and then we'll do a shorter DDD. This is something regarding Friedrich Nietzsche and also regarding Karl Marx. Okay? Okay, so you got two of them. So Friedrich Nietzsche said, God is dead. That's what Friedrich Nietzsche said. It first appeared in 1882 in, get ready for this, it's a German publication called The Gay Science. No, serious, right? I'm serious. It's called The Gay, go look at it, Wikipedia. It's called The Gay Science, which kind of seems to fit. Anyway, so Nietzsche in 1882 said, God is dead. And then God, on August 25th, 1900, said Nietzsche is dead. And God was saying, and I'm still here, dudes and dudettes, so that's kind of interesting. The reason I bring Nietzsche into it is because he had a counterpart that had a similar philosophical background, and that would be Karl Marx, the first guy that has two names together that both sound like first names. because it sounds like Karl Marx. You know what I'm saying? Karl Marx said this. He said this. Ready? This is what he said. Remember, philosophy now. He said, religion is the opiate of the masses. Religion is the opiate of the masses. Well, guess what? In 2013, there is a group that have come together for a new saying to respond to Karl Marx's saying. Now, it was Time magazine that made his saying famous. So thank you for that, Time. That was good. Anyway, religion is the opiate of the masses. That's what Karl Marx said. Here is the new saying. Ready for the new saying? You can't write this down, so you're just going to have to say new saying. I don't know how you're going to write this down, but ready? You get this is a deepy. This is one of those thinky. You got a thinky. Ready? All right. Ready? Are you right? Ready? All right. Here we go. Ready? I want to make sure you're ready. Are you ready? All right. Denying God is the delusion of the damned. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I mean, that is like, what? Okay, let me give you the scripture that is going with this so that everybody knows I'm not just coming up with this stuff. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12 says this. In every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so they will believe the lie. And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Somebody should tell the Pope it doesn't have a lot to do with conscience. Let's read it again. In every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that they all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. Listen to this saying. Denying God is the delusion of the damned. Wow. What do you think of that? That's intense stuff, isn't it? I mean, philosophically, that's like right up there, isn't it? That's like, whoa. Slow down, Sparky. That's like forward stuff. That's like going right after it. So what do you think? That's pretty intense. Okay, now that I've shared that, and people are like going, what? Let me share this with you. Now I only have, what do I got, 3 minutes?
You're down to 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh my goodness, I got to hurry up. Watch this. Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. Ready? Exodus 6, 9. You know a road producer has to write down all the notes? Can you imagine following me on notes and trying to follow what we're doing? And he doesn't know what I'm doing because I don't know what I'm doing. That's pretty amazing.
You see, those illusion sketches where you think you see something, but if you look at it a different way, it looks like that. That's like following your show.
Because it's an allusion to a radio show.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Exodus chapter 6, verse 9 says this. So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. Oh, people, I got a lesson for you right here. You only got a minute and a half to listen to this. Do not miss this. So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. Listen to this. The children of Israel, Moses came and talked to them on behalf of God. They did not listen. And the Bible says they did not listen because of their despondency and their cruel bondage. Now listen to me real quickly. They felt despondent, which is impatient and anguished, and they felt enslaved. Their situation and their feelings, listen to this, cut off their ability to hear. Oh, man. Listen to that, folks. In other words, Moses goes and talks to them, and the Bible says they can't hear him because they're so despondent and they're so upset about their bondage. Their impatience and their anguish and their enslavement cuts off their ability to hear Moses, who's speaking for God. Our own situations and our own feelings often cut off our ability to hear God. Wow. Tell me that's not a good devotion. Like, yep, that's what I do. I do that all the time. Do you do that? I do that all the time. All the time. It's like my situation gets so overwhelming and I get focused on it, or my feelings about the situation or what's going on get so puffy. And I'm not denying that we should have feelings, but they get so puffy. You know, feelings are a part of life. They just shouldn't be the lead engine in the train of life.
Easy for them to get in the way of what God's trying to tell you.
Yeah, and then it cuts off your ability to hear. Because you can't hear as clearly, because it gets cloudy, because your situation and your feelings make it difficult to hear. That's why we have to, like, get before the Lord. That's why it says, be still and know that I am God. Because you have to get before the Lord and shut up and be quiet and be still and let the Lord speak. But see, our situation and our feelings, that can cloud that out. Pretty intense, huh? That's good stuff right there. I like that. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got a few more DDDs, a few more pieces of news, and a few more who knows. Don't go anywhere.
I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way. And they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Cause I've got faith of the heart.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power, and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at donelaw.com.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Anne Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know. I've been both.
Anne Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Okay, sorry. Freak out! Freak out! Okay, sorry. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You know you've made it when you're using your own sound bites. Freak out.
Okay, sorry.
All right. You know, how am I supposed to respond to that? It's like, no, what kind of call is that? Prime wrong.
What can you do?
Did you ever play that yesterday for that gal when I said to play it? Did you think it was insane?
She just kind of stared at me for a second.
Oh, well. Okay. All right. I've got a book here in my hands called To Live as Christ, To Die as Gain by Matt Chandler. And Matt is the fifth most downloaded pastor on the internet, which gives you a pretty good idea that dude knows what he's talking about. He's the pastor of the Village Church, which is a kind of a multi-campus church attended by, I think it's about 11,000 people in the Dallas area. I think it's Dallas-Fort Worth area in there. And so we've got To Live as Christ, To Die as Gain. We're going to give away a copy on a trivia question right now. We're going to set it up. You'll have the opportunity to win it. We're not doing multiple choices on there. We have to weigh too much. We got to do like more specifics. Because next week, we're going to be doing not just Matt's book. We're going to do a specific on Matt's book. We're also going to do Ann Graham Lott's book. Plus, I just got tickets today for some the VeggieTale thingy. So we're going to do next week, not now, next week doing the VeggieTale thingy. And so we've got a whole, what is it? It's plethora or plethora?
Plethora. Which,
plethora? How do you say plethora and plethora together? Do you go plethora? I mean, is it close? I mean, I didn't even know that word till Three Amigos. I'm just being honest. It's like that's where I learned the word. But what can you do?
It's plethora.
Okay. Here it is. To win. It's not really winning, but you can win. To Live as Christ, To Die is Gain, the new book by Matt Chandler. We're pretty cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we'll keep it easy. I think that's kind of the goal here, okay? Jesus healed 10 lepers. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How many returned to thank him? Jesus healed 10 lepers. Healed 10 people of leprosy. Come on.
Let's remind people, too, David, if we can't hear them on their connection, that we're half going to just pass them by to the next contestant.
Can't put you on the air. You cannot win if we cannot hear you. It doesn't make any sense on a radio show. It makes perfect sense on mime television. Mime television is where you do all the stuff, but nobody can really see it. Oh, wait. That would be blind. Never mind. I was just thinking about something else. What's the phone number? 866-K-PRAISE. 866-577-2473. 866-577-2473.
1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, what he said. Hey, our good friend Tom D. Levine, also known as, or should be known in radio, as Tom Divine. That's what I think his name should be. Shouldn't that be his name? Sent me an article on some of the best late night jokes. I circled three of them because I thought they were pretty funny. So I thought I wanted to kind of cover into those. And oh wait, how did all the phones light up in 10 seconds? Ladies and gentlemen, just if you don't win, we're giving away a lot of stuff next week. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. But all the phones are lit. What happened? I was just gonna tell the jokes from the. Okay, forget it. Okay. I'm gonna tell this one joke because it's really funny. Okay? All right. And here I go. I'm stalling for time because I'm looking at my producer. He can't answer all the questions. He can't answer all of them. It's too many phones. How many?
Well, I was only on the first call. I had to actually get his name first.
Oh, all the lines went.
Yeah, they're all gonna be hanging up like, shortly. We have Frankie on line one ready
Frankie?
To go.
Frankie? All right. Frankie, are you there?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm driving home. Actually, I'm stopping so I can talk to you.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate that very much. All right, so obviously you've had a chance to hear the show before.
Yes.
Okay, and here's the deal. I'm going to ask you to help me before you answer the trivia question. I'm going to ask you to help me real quickly. Since you're driving, can you give me a quick update on traffic? Heavy, medium, or light?
Well, actually, I was heading to the 15 freeway, heading south, but it's pretty hectic on the 56.
Hectic on the 56. So okay, so that's good to know. So traffic's getting heavy. It's getting to be that Friday time where people are kind of bogging down, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So everybody needs to use more patience than normal, and do not turn on your buttons in your car that bring all the texters to you. Do not turn on the buttons. Okay, so here we go. Here's the big question. If you can tell me, you win the book, and I'm hoping you can tell me. I bet you can. There were 10 lepers that Jesus healed. How many came back and thanked him?
Only one.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Nice job. Good job, brother. That's great. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and then we'll have Robo Producer get you information. And then we'll coordinate to get you and the book and put you two together, so to speak. And I really, if you read it and really enjoy it, let me know. I think it's a really good read. I think you really like it. It's a real blessing, and I've read several portions of it, so I think you'll find it to be as interesting as I do.
All right, thank you very much for that. I will.
Okay, and do me a favor. Hang on. Don't hang up. Hang on. We're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna exit, and then we'll come back. So go ahead and put him on hold. Great job on his part, right? Nice job. And then here's what we're gonna do. Next week we're doing a lot more giveaways. I'm just telling you right now because we got the books and we got the tickets, and I got a few other surprises. I'd give you $1 million, but I don't have it. So, but we'll give away some other stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I got DDD and stories that are just too much fun to pass up. Don't go anywhere.
When I'm with you, all my brothers. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Ah, this is the life. While it's hot outside, we're nice and cool in this house.
Oh, Joey, you're such a good provider. A termite's termite.
You got that, doll? Hey, chew me off a piece of that oak framing.
It could be your last meal, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. When the heat goes up outside, termites do the same as you. They move inside to stay cool, and that inside could be your home. But here at Ecola, we have ways to find and eliminate termites that are vacationing in your walls or foundation. Family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Ecola Heat, Electrogun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. B-U-G-S.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up outside.
No, vacation's over. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
So now it's come down to this. After much huffing and puffing about Syria and being on the brink of military action because red lines were crossed and then supposedly no red lines, and now we wait. And we count on the Russians to help with a proposed deal allowing Syria to ante up all their chemical weapons that they claimed they didn't really have. Reagan said trust but verify, and he was right. And now the Obama administration is invoking Reagan to work on that verification. But we're also told we need Russia's help. So just like we now have to rely on Russia to take our American astronauts to our space station, since we have no cohesive space program with budget cuts, and the Russians charge we the people, the taxpayers, up to $100 million per seat on their rockets, so I guess we're outsourcing more to the Russians. While we work on verifying and avoiding more Middle East chaos, Vladimir Putin looks more like a more bold leader. He's even written an op-ed article in the New York Times taking the lead on Syria and chastising our president for his comment about America being exceptional. President Obama said that the other night without the PC addition of saying, well, every nation gets to be exceptional, too. For once, I agreed with the Obama speech in that line, and now Putin's all over that. Oh, and Putin also invokes God in his Times article. Talk about changing times and roles. So who conveys more strength right now, Mr. Obama or Mr. Putin? Watch their actions, and sure, when warranted, trust, but let's really stay focused on the verify part. I rest my case. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
We joined MediShare back when I lost my job that provided family health coverage. We really liked the biblical approach of Christians sharing each other's medical bills, not to mention the cost savings. Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, just a year after it took my dad. Needless to say, I was scared. I was so thankful for the way MediShare guided me through every step, choosing treatment, finding a doctor, and its members sharing all my medical bills. Over $72,000 so far. We would have had to sell our home. For us, MediShare has been a godsend.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Most of us in San Diego have a safe, dry place to sleep every night. Yet while we're at home in our beds, nearly 10,000 homeless men, women, and children in America's finest city seek comfort on the streets. Now celebrating its seventh year, San Diego Rescue Mission Sleepless in San Diego benefit has become a key part of our city's response to help the homeless. Join us on Saturday, September 21st at Liberty Station in Point Loma. Stay late or sleep out to help the homeless. The minimum fundraising goal of $30 per person will provide 18 nutritious dinners to homeless San Diegans at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy hosted dialogues on key topics, music by Dr. Seahorse, and hands-on activities like care package assembly to help those in need. Register now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission, changing lives since 1955. Sleepless is made possible in part by SDG&E, a Sempra Energy utility, Procopio, Corey, Hargreaves & Savage, Bank of America, and the Sequan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved, now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking, okay? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Let's see. You know you can reach the show by sending an email. I read the emails, by the way. Just in case people... You send an email? Do you really read them? The ones that start off with the... You are the devil. The ones they don't get as much. It's not as much fun to read them.
Deleted.
Nah, I read them. I don't delete them. I put them in a file and send them to the FBI. No, I'm kidding. All right, anyway, you can send me an email. I'll send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and/or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. That's it. I got a DDD that I want to do. Before I do that, our very own Tom D. Levine, also known to me as Tom Divine, sent me this late night jokes. This was the last week jokes, but I didn't get a chance to do them, so I wanted to do it, okay, because I thought three of them were funny, worthwhile, so I just wanted to bring them out for you so you can hear them. This is two of them are by Jay Leno. One of them is by Conan O'Brien.
Well, I can tell you one of them is going to be funny and one of them is not going to be funny.
So one of the guys you like, one of those guys you
Team
don't like.
Leno all the way.
Okay, here we go. First one: President Obama is trying to get congressional approval before we attack Syria. If that works, there's talk we might even consider bringing back the rest of the Constitution. Not bad. Woo-hoo. Now,
the money is on that was the Leno joke.
Yeah, that was a Leno joke. These guys are pros. Let's just keep that in mind. The co-founder of Google and his wife have split up. When asked why, he said, "Search me." It's not bad. Come on. That's funny. And then this one I thought was interesting. President Obama is pretty clever. Did you see what he's doing to get Congress to approve the attack? He told them Syria and President Assad supports Obamacare. That's funny. Come on, people. That's funny. You can laugh at it. That's what's right. You know, it's a serious issue, Dave. So is eternal life and salvation. But if you go through the whole life not laughing, you're going to hate heaven. Holy moly. You know, you're going to you're going to be miserable. You're going to be, of course, by yourself in a corner, but whatever. Here's the DDD I wanted to do. This is a pretty interesting one. This is the DDD that will answer every single question, every single time you've ever said to God, ready for this? Every time you've ever said to God, why? Ooh, got your attention, do I? Every time in your life that you've looked up to heaven, or if you've knelt in prayer and you've said to God, why? This DDD will answer that question. Huh. That's pretty arrogant. Yep. That's not a problem. I don't mind. That's not where it goes. It's Exodus chapter 5, verse 22. But catch this. That's the last verse in Exodus 5. So this also is Exodus 6, 1 through 2. So it's Exodus 5, 22. And then Exodus 6, 1 through 2. Okay? So you understand how this is? So it's ending the chapter and then beginning the chapter. The next chapter. Okay? All right. Exodus 5, 22. Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Why did you ever send me? You see what he's saying? He's going, why? Why did you bring harm to this people? Why did you ever send me? You know those people that say, oh, you can't question God. Every prophet in the Old Testament and every writer in the New Testament did. So for those people that say that, if you read your Bible, you will recognize how many times they turn to God and go, what are you doing? Now, God doesn't always give the answer that the human wants, but I'm just telling you right now, people, you can say that without God striking you with lightning, really. He's not so mad and such a rigid sheriff who's just ready to snap the whip at you as soon as you blow it that you can't say why, Lord. You can say it. Now, he doesn't have to answer you, or he can answer you. It's up to him. He's the Lord, but he's not going to strike you dead for asking. It's okay to talk to God, really. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Why did you ever send me? Why, Lord? Why are you doing this? That was the question Moses answered. And by the way, when you do ask God questions, it's okay because you're in good company with Mo. So that's good. But then God gives an answer. And that's what we all need to hear. You want to hear the answer? What's the answer? When you look up to heaven and say, why, and the Lord has an answer, the question is, how do you respond to his answer? Ooh, here's the answer. Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Verse 1 says this, Then the Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for under compulsion he will let them go, and under compulsion he will drive them out of the land. So the first thing we see in verse 1 is God says, You shall see. When you say, Why, Lord? He says, You shall see. You're going to see. You're going to see why. And what we don't like, you know what we don't like? Robert producer, tell me if this is true, especially with your kids and you. As parents, we know better than the kids. And we don't always explain every minute detail to them in a process that we're teaching them or a process that we're going through, right? I mean, you don't give them
them, you got to accept it the way it is.
Right. I mean, and to just give an illustration, and I don't mean this rudely, but just give an illustration. Robert producer's kids are 15, right? They're both 15?
Yep.
They're turned 50. Knowing you, they know that you love them. You know that they love you. But you don't show them every IRA account, every checking account, every savings account, every new one.
They've even asked Dave before, like when I say, oh, you know, money's a little tight this year. Well, how much do you make, Dad? I'm like, that's none of your business.
Okay, so there's some things you share with them, some things you don't, but some things that you feel are better reserved for them not to really.
That's correct.
Okay. If that's true between human father and son, human parents and human children, how much more divine? How much more is that true from the divine point of view? So the Lord's answer to Moses, when Moses says why, the first part of the answer is you'll see. You will see why, which is kind on God's part to bother to show us. But his real further answer is in verse 2 Oh, Dave, what? Your DDD, they're smoking. No, they're not smoking. They're just really ministering to me, so I like them. Here it is. Verse 2. When Moses says why, this is what verse 2 says. God spoke further to Moses and said to him, ready, ready? God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. You want to know why? Because he is God, and you and I are not. Why, Lord? And God's response is, I am the Lord. I am. Why? Because he's in charge. Why? Because he knows what he's doing. Why? Because he loves us flawlessly. Why? Because he cares. Why? Because he feels our pain. Why? Because he's not perverted by sin. So when you say why, the answer is from the Lord, I am the Lord. That's what he said to Moses. So Moses is going, why? Why, God? And God goes, because I'm the Lord. And that's how it rolls. And that's how it rolls. There you go. How's that? That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? I think it is. I think it is, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got our closeout session. Always fun on a Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
National University Virtual High School offers over 90 online high school courses, including SAT prep. Apply today at nuvhs.org.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899. Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.com.
jasonparkplace.net and don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, so let's see. We already told you how you can reach the show. You can reach the show by throwing money. We'll follow you. And then also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, and then something pops up. And then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. We only got a couple minutes left, so let's make sure we get the important stuff in. I'm going to save the one story and tell you the other story. I got two stories that are fantastic. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, just so you can know you're not alone. There was a poll done by the Barna Group. The Barna Group is a poll that does more kind of religious polls and faith-based polls and things of that nature. This is what the poll found. The poll found that 4 in 10 Americans. Now, did you hear that? 4 in 10 Americans believe they are living in the end times. 4 out of 10 Americans believe they are living
in one of those four. Times.
Now, watch this stat. This will rock you right here. In evangelical Christianity, keep in mind, evangelical Christianity roughly equates to 25 million people. Okay, there's more in the overall Protestant group, but in evangelicals specifically, 77% believe we're living in the end times. Now that's an outstanding. That means it's out of, you take the evangelicals. You say, let's say there's only 20 million, and there's much more, but let's say there's only 20 million, and you say how many believe we're living in the end times. 7 plus out of every 10 people would raise their hands. Is that amazing? 70%.
Follow the signs.
Here's the biggest sign. People never talk about this sign. Everybody's looking for the glory signs. Jesus talked about this sign. People miss it all the time. The love of many will grow cold. Like, okay, we're there. Okay, we've arrived. Oh, I mean, that's not even hard to figure out. The love of many will grow cold.
I mean, I hear people all the time, and it's true, but you know, you don't know the day. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 50 years. It could be in 100 years, but you just got to pay attention.
Yeah, you're right. Could be before this show ends, which means I wouldn't have to drive on the freeway, or it could be 100 years from now, which means that on my gravesite personally, there won't be anything anyway. I'll probably get cremated anyway. Okay, anyway, here's the thing that the poll revealed that was bizarre. Ready? Remember I told you there would be a stat that I was going to throw at you? It was kind of weird. Here's what it said. And I need some help with this because apparently my math is not there. So when it's talking about this, 4 out of 10 Americans believe, 77% of evangelicals, 55% of Protestants, which means beyond the evangelicals, all the Protestants who have that similar type of faith, the Protestant faith, okay? And then it says this, and this is the weirdest thing. Most Catholics take a different point of view. Now listen to this. Where it says 73% of the Catholics saying the end times have not arrived. Hold on. And 45% of the Catholics saying that it has. So hold on. So see, this is where I get confused. I'm a simple guy. If 73% said we're not in the end times.
Correct.
How did 45% say we are? That
my math is usually a little fuzzy, but I know that's over 100%.
That's 118%. They're thinking, hold on, back up. Really, what it is 45% of Catholics believe that we are living in the end times. 54% of Protestants, 77% of those Protestants who are evangelicals believe we're living in the end times.
Maybe the ordained get to vote twice.
I'm trying to figure out the 73%. So we've got an 18% differential between this statement, which is not possible. So here's my response. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like, you know, I feel like I'm Tom Hanks in that movie Big, and the guy shows the little robot thing, and he looks at that, and he goes, okay. He goes, I don't get it. It's like, how is that possible? It's a group that does statistics and math. But apparently now in the Catholic group, there's 118%.
All I have to say, Dave, is that's a really big congregation.
I have to say that just proves we're living in the end times all the more. Math. Who needs it? We don't need that. Okay. You've been lit. That's funny. But ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think we're living in end times, God bless you. If you do, God bless you. Either way, God bless you. You're listening.
That's my exit cue.
Yeah, that's it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 70-hour break. Coming back Monday, and I think on Monday we're going to do the Ann Graham Lotz interview, so please don't miss it right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Drive safe, be safe, have a great weekend.